Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
There's two of us here.
Well, I
I
guess we
know,
showed
isn't
up.
this fun? This is amazing. It's like every time the camera comes on, you're like, oh my God, I look so bad. You
Well, I know
look
I'm bad. I
good. You
was
got really thick hair.
outside in the I was outside in a minute. I'm like, oh wait, this meeting's gonna start. I gotta go. Okay, so let me see. I have a chance to print the agenda. Quick print.
It's a pretty simple one, like always.
Yeah, this should be a really quick meeting.
Yes.
Minute. Hold on, I'll be right
But we
back.
have
Let
we've been
me
having
brief.
more people show up for this than regular meetings.
Yeah, I know. All right, let me get my prints up. I'll put you on hold. Please hold.
Okay.
So how are things going
Of course, you
though
do.
down your way?
They're always going good. I have no complaints about life.
Know what?
I
I
just
shouldn't
wish
either.
Muni would get back to running.
Yeah, I took my first Lyft ride since the shelter in place, like a week and a half ago, and I was having such a panic attack. But it was okay.
Well, not only that, the cost of it seems to have gone up.
Yeah, it has. It has. But I had to get somewhere across town in 10 minutes.
Exactly. So how long have you been at this job now? 7 months?
This job, no, 2 years in September.
Ready? Wow,
Yeah.
time flies.
It is. It's fun. It's cool. The kids are cool. Right, seems like everyone's signing on. What time is it? It's 3 o'clock. I'll wait like a couple more minutes. Let's see who else. I don't even think we have quorum, do we? One, two,
Quorum
three.
yet. No.
We need like, I think two more people.
Much time do you spend on Zoom?
Me, that's the funny part. Not much. I think this is the most I spend on Zoom is for the council stuff. I spend time on like other stuff that's more internal,
Yeah.
and that's a lot actually. He t just like this morning, I had a whole hour and a half meeting dedicated to me and prep. So,
Oh
you know,
wow, how
and
exciting.
then yeah, it's a lot. Well, there's a lot happening right now.
Yes.
Specifically, we were having like conversations about the shot, the prep shot, and just how logistics would look like that here. So it was a lot. Do, 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 do. So who else is on this?
Of course, we don't know how many are excused.
We have one person excused, Irma Perotta.
Right. And sorry, two excused, and Jackson Bowman.
Okay.
I need a better background. See what's on the dock today. What goes with my incredibly bad hair? Let's do you.
Something blue.
Something blue? Okay.
There we go. Oh, I like that.
For you.
Do we start the meeting now or should we wait some more?
How many more people are we expecting, Melina?
I didn't get any other RSVPs.
Okay. I think we can go ahead and start then.
Do we need more people for like voting?
No, we have two people who are excused. So
okay.
If we have four people here, then I think we got it, right?
Okay, cool. Well, let's get started. Sorry, I'm going through my mail that I did not sort this morning, and there's a lot of stuff in here. That's time sensitive. Whoopsies. Cool, well, let's get started. Welcome to the July 14th Council Affairs Committee meeting. Let's get started really quick with what I got here. Review the agenda. So give it a little second, see if anything needs to be edited before, and then if there's no edits, then we'll go ahead and pass this by consensus.
Let's add a couple minutes at the end if we have the time to just do a quick little review of the work plan so that we can see what's coming up for next month.
Great. Let's do a work plan. Okay, work plan.
I'm sorry, this hair is killing me. I'm going to put on a hat so I don't have to use it's too much.
All right. If there's no other additions or edits, then let's go ahead and pass this by consensus. Great. Awesome. Okay, so now we're going to review the
introductions.
Oh yeah. Oh, girl, hold on. One step at a time. Introductions. Let's see. Who's on my list? Who goes first? Go for it, Chuck. One, take it away.
Chuck Adams, council member, co-chair of this committee.
Jesse.
Jesse Murphy, council member.
Kevin.
Kevin Hutchcroft, HHS.
All right, council staff, Melina.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Dave.
Dave Jordan, council staff.
Cool, and Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Cool. All right, David Gonzalez, council co-chair and also committee co-chair. I'll be facilitating today. Great. Now let's review draft minutes from the last meeting from June 9th. Give it a minute. There's no additions or edits. Again, pass by consensus.
We'll take a quick look at this first page, all the pro forma stuff there. Then, of course, we have the STD report that was reviewed. And then we reviewed the work plan. I'll stop here if that's good for you. Okay.
Great. All right. If they're seeing that there are no edits, we'll pass that by consensus. Cool. Thank you. All right. Now, any announcements? None. Staff? Mark? Nope. All right. No, I have none either. So, aside from that, I think the next thing on the topic is pop-up clinic report.
You know, I think we might have to revisit the agenda review and trade things. Elizabeth said that she would be joining us. I do have the presentation if she doesn't end up joining us, but let's maybe give her some time. And so if Kevin's okay and you're okay, David, as co-chair, maybe switch the carry forward and then get to pop-up clinic.
Sure.
Okay, then I'll just do an intro and then hand it over to Kevin. This is a motion coming from membership, so it's on the floor, won't need to be moved and seconded. And it will eventually go from here to steering and then to full council. So Kevin, if you want to share screen and through the recommendation.
I know how to do this. I really thought I knew how to do this.
I can't. Or having a challenge there, I can pull it up.
Did you do your setup for us?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. So probably the things to keep in mind with, and everybody probably knows this, but I'll at the risk of repeating myself, I'll carry forward.
I'm sorry, but by setup, I thought you meant the intro I gave. You want? Would you like me to pull this up?
Okay. Unless you could give me, I thought there was a quick way to do that.
I can pull it up where I have it handy. It'll be just, just a moment. So hold tight for just a second. Grab it from my special work folder. Special work folder. All right, there it is. And now let me share screen. All right. You should all be seeing it. It's all yours, Kevin.
Okay, thanks. The things to keep in mind with really any carry forward, any year, is that it's a very limited amount of time in which to spend the term. So the funding term is usually less than 5 months. We usually learn about approval in October-ish, and the funds need to be spent by the end of February. It's one time only, so it really cannot be used for any ongoing expenses. Really, for all practical purposes, to ensure these funds are expended, it should go to programs that involve existing HHS contracts. No new positions. And it's a relatively small amount of money to our total grant award. So I've organized it by we've organized it by four broad categories. First is emergency financial assistance grants. We've obviously seen an increase in demand for those, and it set aside a specified amount, 20,000 of the total 100,000 for senior clients. That's per the needs assessment for 1920. The second is for food security. Just under 30,000. And we've heard many reports about really the need being not so much the existence of food, but delivering the food to people who just who've lost all of their mobility. We're exploring ways of increasing delivery to for the food bank, as well as perhaps, well, that's in the third issue. So I'll just move to the third. Client incentive vouchers, 50,000 for Part A, and then 30,000 for Minority AIDS Initiative. And we're exploring DoorDash vouchers if that is possible. Unexpended admin funding at the end of the last fiscal year for purchasing of vouchers was less than half or a third of what is usually available. That's a note that Dean provided. I'm not sure what that relates to, but it's clients incentive vouchers. And then finally, we wanted to propose a reserve for what we think will be fall expenses with an expected second wave of COVID. And that's a pretty substantial share of the carry forward. But it's just planning for what we think will be a potentially significant second wave and perhaps a third or fourth wave in the fall of 2020. So the total is $409,651, of which $30,007 is MAI. $60,007 for MAI, and that must go to MAI projects. There was discussion at some previous meetings about whether or not DoorDash should be pursued due to some ethical, social concerns about their labor practices. I'm agnostic on that, other than to say I'm not so sure about the labor practices of some of these fast food places either, but be that as it may, we'd be happy to try to respond to any questions.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. So did this already went through, what meeting did we have last week?
Membership?
Yeah, membership.
And it went through community engagement first.
Engagement. What do they think? What do the community engagement think?
Approved and approved.
Approved, yeah.
Okay. I think it's fine. My biggest concern has been the food security stuff, but if that's the amount that was agreed upon by other members, I'm going to be cool with that as well. Just because I know a lot of folks have been having a lot of issues with transportation, specifically being out trying to get food. And I know that some providers have been very limited, but if that's what we have on hand, then I'm actually comfortable with that.
Does the reserve cannot be used for things like food security in the fall? Sure.
Yeah, any of the items that are listed or any other pressing needs that emerge unexpectedly.
Okay. Any other sort of input or comments? Because this has to go for a vote, right, Mark? It's money.
Yeah, it'll be a roll call vote if there's no more discussion.
I should note that we will, of course, work with the council on the allocation of any of these reserve dollars. We're calling it reserve. I'm not sure how it's going to actually be labeled in our carry forward request, but we've built in some flexibility so that that could go to any number of needs.
Yeah, and it seems flexible in the timing too. I mean, fall, but it has to be spent
by February of 2021.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's smart, just with so much uncertainty, to have a little flexibility and some additional dollars to move where it's needed. That's my comment.
If there's no more questions, I can go to a roll call vote. All right, so the motion before you is coming from membership again. It is to approve the four listed areas of focus for carry forward funds. Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Jesse Murphy.
Yes.
Kevin Hutchcroft.
Oh, I get to vote on this? I guess so. Yes.
David Gonzalez.
Yes.
Motion carries. This will now move to steering and then full council.
Thank you all.
Cool. So I guess 3/3/16.
Okay, so we'll just go to the pop-up clinic.
Do you want to go pop-up clinic or do you want to do work plan?
Might as well do pop-up clinic.
All right, cool.
You snooze, you lose. Let's see if I can do this in the slideshow. Oopsie, why don't I go back? Okay, are people seeing this?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So that's the first page. We'll move forward. All right. Let me reduce so I can see that. Okay. So it says where they are receiving support from. Oops. Oh, it's doing it by itself. Okay, I don't like that part. Okay, can people still see this? I just took away from the slideshow. I like that control. Okay, let's go back. So that was folks who supported this. We see two areas. All right, next. Some stats on viral suppression and viral suppression amongst those experiencing homelessness. That's a big stat, 27-fold higher odds of death. All right, moving forward. Looks like a page from an article from the Chronicle. All right. Suppression in mean viral load by living arrangements. Clearly to provide the context of why the pop-up clinic is so important. The orange line is for the mean viral load. All right, moving on. The rates for acute care visits by housing status and visit type. See here, of course, that urgent care and emergency rooms are where it's at for homeless and marginally housed. It is interesting how low hospitalizations are in comparison to those two. All right, so here's a little bit of an overview of some of the pop-up clinic services, comprehensive primary care, including medication pickup, mental health and substance use treatment, enhanced outreach, including navigation, low threshold access, no appointments needed, drop-in basis, open every afternoon of the work week, and then incentivized care. So we have some incentives, okay. I was not aware that the pop-up clinic did that. Moving on, eligibility criteria. Viral load must be greater than 200 copies. Must be homeless or unstable, will be housed. We have a greater or equal to one missed primary care appointment or greater or equal to two drop-in visits over the past 12 months. Referrals based on surveillance data, provider referrals, and city linkage. Characteristics of program participants, primarily 18 to 50, so a wide range, 85% cisgender men, so pretty good spread there, I guess, if you're looking at it based around race, although Latinx, 9%. Housing status certainly makes sense for the pop-up clinic, 40%. CD4 count, less than 200. 100% substance use disorder. 91% of that is meth use. 77% mental health disorder. I wonder if there could be more exploration of what that 77% actually means. Early outcomes. Some success there, 79% started or restarted ART within 7 days. 68% returned for a visit within 1 month. 54% achieved viral suppression by 6 months. All were non-suppressed at baseline. Discussion. So these might be points that will be gone into more extensively verbally, many of which looks like we are already aware of. Persons with HIV with housing instability have a high proportion of substance use and mental health diagnoses. High intensity, low threshold care can improve outcomes, especially for those with multiple challenges and multiple diagnoses. Next steps involve implementation mechanisms associated with achieving viral suppression. That was the lowest statistic there, so that makes sense as well. Moving on, we come to our last slide. Look at all these people. All right, are there any slides that you'd like me to go back to? Or is there any information that you feel is missing?
It's a good deck.
It really is. It's so straightforward, and the information is very real. You know, there's not a whole lot of, there's no fluff. This is one of those presentations. My gosh, good job, Helen and Elizabeth. Although I feel like I want to see Helen's name there too.
That's I think the questions that may come up, I know I'm thinking about it, is that specifically post sort of like COVID responses, you know, whether or not this is something that can be, whether or not it's feasible to expand, or, you know, what is it, scale up? Because I know it's very limited. I know the first couple of years of the first round of this was very limited. But knowing how there's all this, you know, the new any epidemic money, you know, how that's going to be tied in. So I think that's going to be part of the conversation, as long as we can prep for that.
I will, how would you encapsulate that as something for them to be aware of in advance?
I think just sort of what the capacity is right now in terms of like staffing and resources, and also if there's any opportunity for scaling up specifically post COVID, because a lot of folks are, you know, a lot of things have become sort of drop in because everyone's really unstable right now. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to overwhelm them. Also want to make sure that if we can provide some kind of support, it'd be great.
Let me get all that down. All right. Any other pieces of feedback or questions or anything that you want them to really kind of have in their back pocket prior to their presentation Monday afternoon? It's a pretty straightforward presentation, huh?
Okay. I thought it was good.
Yeah. Let's hope there's discussion around it could be hard to have a discussion when I think what they're presenting is something the council and the presenters all already understand and agree on. Sorry, Jesse, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. I mean, you mentioned a piece about mental health, and so this is just kind of a comment to fill in some gap maybe. I don't know, because we provide some of the mental health services for the pop-up clinic, and at least psychiatry and some case management. And I think it's interesting. So like it's allowed us to be a little more flexible about doing consultation for psychiatry, which I think has like just made it like more responsive, you know, cause like a lot of time stuff is being managed by the primary care provider, but they can get a psychiatry consult quickly and then get folks like on meds if they want or need, versus like waiting for an appointment with a psychiatrist. And also I know that our psychiatrists working over there have all mentioned that during COVID, during the shelter in place, like their no-show rates have gone down dramatically. Like, so interestingly, like it's not what I would have expected necessarily. Like, so, I mean, obviously for some folks, like phone appointments are not accessible, but it seems like for a lot of folks, it's made it easier for them to maintain their appointments.
You're talking about phone appointments or telephone?
Yeah, phone or video, but just remote appointments. Like, I mean, they would typically have a 50% no-show rate for psychiatry appointments in person before. And now they report almost none.
They would have 50% no shows if it's an in-person appointment.
That's what they were experiencing before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause it's a lot of the same clients that are in or were in like CCHAMP or now the new HALT COE. I feel like a lot of those folks, when they kind of fall out of care, they get a pop-up.
So
a lot of overlap.
It was 50% no show. What is it with the telephonic appointments?
I mean, I don't have a number for those, but they have anecdotally reported that they have almost no shows anymore.
Is that pop-up specifically or just anecdotal?
It's not. It's like kind of all of the Ward 86 patients, but I think but I think there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could certainly, you know, look at that and bring it to the discussion on them if people are curious. But I can also ask them, I guess, what the most common diagnoses are,
I can ask.
It has that too.
Include, as well as just include, even if it's just verbally, how has the collaboration with mental health providers been going referral wise, and as far as if they've seen any specific successes?
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Look at that down. Okay. Anything else on that? Let me pull up the next agenda item, the little brief one on the work plan. Just want to share you with you where I'm at, where we're at. All right. Oh, let me get that. Okay. So we're in July. As you can see, we have one presentation and two discussions on discussion/votes on eligibility criteria and carry forward allocation. I have a feeling this meeting might end early. I like to create extra room for those last two discussion items because they're, of course, vitally important. And there have been times where people have had such a discussion that they've changed things during the meeting. So we should allow time. But in general, those tend to be pretty much in and out. So it could be less than 2 hours because we do need to allow for that potential. Okay, in August, we have one specific thing, which is the vote, and I assume presentation for the end the HIV epidemic funding, although I guess they're calling it end the epidemic funding because it's what we're seeing is the one that's specific around CHEP, not CARE. I think they adjusted the title of that a bit. And then I need to figure out what's going to be the second one. I've reached out to the leaders of Happen who said they have been willing to, they reached out to me first. They missed reporting to us in March, surprisingly, and want to do it. So I've reached back and asked them if August works and have yet to hear back from them. So I will now approach Courtney at Getting to Zero and Paul as our rep. One of our reps, to see if they have anything as well. I don't think we'll need to go down to Megatrends, and honestly, I actually don't want to bother Bill Bloom or Tracy Packer right now about putting together a whole new presentation on national trends. That just seems like it might be seen as sadistic, so I would like to put that off with this committee's permission. Besides, we have those other two anyway. I'm sure one of those two will respond to me and we can have our second presentation lined up. Any questions on July or August? We'll leave it at that. Nope. All righty. Stop share and done.
Great.
How about a date for the summit?
How about it? So steering usually chooses that date, but we can bring a date to steering if you like. So it is, I know, right? Very exciting. Council Affairs in control.
Coming up, yeah.
So September is usually when it happens. So let me look at my calendar and see the thing is, let's talk about this actually. It's usually a 2/3 day event, right? It's usually 6 hours and usually goes just under 6 hours. We're usually out like anywhere between a half hour and an hour earlier. That said, it's going to be potentially shorter because we may or may not have the results of the needs assessment by then, right? Because of the challenging times we're living in. We may or may not have EPI. We will definitely not have ARIES beforehand. So this might just be the length of an actual meeting. That said, we should probably allow for up to 3 hours. I hesitate to go beyond 3 hours in a Zoom meeting. I think we lose people. I think we lose people at the 2 hour mark, to be honest. So we do need to have our required HRSA mandate, which is my presentation that I usually rush through just because everyone needs to be familiar with what the actual mandate of the summit is and do that in 15 minutes. And then, of course, we will have our prioritization. Well, actually, we'll have the resource allocation first that will go through the committees. And we will have our service category prioritization. We probably won't do the small group breakouts. So that'll be much shorter, too. If you guys recall, we usually have before you whatever you turned in, plus also the group mean, and then discussion occurs, and then we come back. We probably won't do that, but we will be sending out, or I'll be sending out eventually, those prioritization sheets for you all to configure individually. So at least have that mean before you. And then, of course, if we do have EPI, if we do have needs assessment results, we can include that too. So let's say we give half hour. Yeah, that could be done in 2 to 3 hours, probably more on the 2 hour side. Do folks agree with that? All right, so then let's look at dates. We usually have it on a Friday, of course, because of the 6 hours that we usually set aside. But we don't necessarily need to do that. Do we want to remain on a Friday? And or do we want to look beyond that to like a Monday, which is when we would usually meet? Yeah, should we do that? So then why don't we look at the fourth Monday like we would normally meet that month, except we wouldn't. Except now we are. Okay, that's what
we're doing. I like that.
Okay, then that's what I'll bring up at steering is let's consider the summit to be, although not a regular council meeting, during the regular council meeting time. And then,
yeah, that's the 28th.
Jenny schedules. What fun. Oh, I'm sorry, what date is that, Chuck?
The 28th.
Perfect. Okay. The only thing that might get in the way of that is if Kevin or Dean let me know that HRSA actually needs our resource allocation scenarios before that date. So Kevin, if you could check with Dean and see if getting it by the end of the day on September 28th would be fine. If not, we could play around with it.
So we're tentatively, let me make sure I understand, we're tentatively going to do the summit during a regularly scheduled town council meeting. And that date is, did you say September 28th?
Yeah, the fourth Monday, September 28th, 4 to 6, okay. Do 3 to 5 in case we have to go over an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be fine because it's been fine in the past, but there are no norms these days, so who knows, right?
We don't even really know if we have a government September.
Exactly. I mean, let's just come up with a solution and then we'll just hold on to it.
Yeah.
All right, so barring any new parameters from HRSA that we'll hear via Kevin, that's what we'll propose at steering.
Great, thank you, Mark.
Even we can do that during the committee check-ins if either of the co-chairs would like to just bring that up, or I will if you guys don't.
Yeah. Cool, thank you. Well, that's it for the agenda. If there's nothing else, I think we can...
35 minutes in.
We can end this. And the next meeting will be for Tuesday, August 11th. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Ciao.